We were getting ready to have a wedding reception. It was in the afternoon. We were running around getting desserts and pastries ready for what was going to be our wedding reception for getting married the following day. We heard people screaming and running around, and we had no idea what happened. And we ran home and turned on the TV, and what happened? You heard Walter Cronkite.
I was getting the pastry, and I was coming back home. All of a sudden, Walter Cronkite announced the President of the United States is dead. I said, wow. And people were crying in the streets. People were crying.
It was turmoil everywhere. Everywhere you went, the people were screaming, laying down in the streets, and just couldn't believe. It was the first thing in our lifetime that had happened so tragically. No, we had people coming from everywhere, and your first thought was, should we or shouldn't we? But we decided to go forward with it. They would be at the reception hall, and we would be dancing and laughing, and then the next minute people would wander off to try to find a television set to see what was happening at that time. Yeah. It just couldn't break yourself away from that. It was a lot of emotions all around. Very, very difficult to deal with. Yeah. Very difficult.
We were going to Williamsburg, Virginia. We stopped for the very first evening. We stopped in Connecticut. Then we drove the following Sunday all the way to Washington, D.C. And that's when Jack Ruby killed Oswald. I said, wow. So then we went to Washington, D.C. that evening. And all of the stores had black buntings and pictures of JFK in Washington, D.C.
I think it was such an event that we just felt like we wanted to see, we wanted to be a part of. And as a social studies teacher, he, you know, felt it was such an important part of history. We just felt like we just had this pulling to go there and to see what was going to happen. And we were all just flabbergasted at what was going on. So we wanted to be a part of it. We got up at 5 a.m. so we could go to the procession, the funeral, and to get at the eternal flame. We have pictures and...
We went to Arlington National Bridge. We stood on the Arlington Bridge.
We were right in the first row.
We were in the first row there, and we saw all the... Everything came by, the blackjack Persian, the caisson.
The dignitaries from all over the world were there.
Then we went, that morning we got up at 5 o'clock, we went to the White House. We stood in front of the White House. And that's when I got the pictures of Jackie and John and all those.
Mm-hmm. Kind of amazed me that in such a short period of time, all the world came together. The dignitaries, I mean, everything came together within just a few days to be a part of.
Prince Philip was there from England.
Yes.
I saw Haile Selassie, I saw De Gaulle. De Gaulle was very, very tall. He was like 6'7".
Some of it you can remember like it was just yesterday because it was such an impression on us.
Yeah.
It happened, it was a part of history, but I don't think it's affected our life